Shalom Aleichem, everybody. As we learned in the last FMM, at this point on a typical morning in the Beis HaMikdash, everything is in place to shecht the Korban Tamid of the morning. The lamb is ready, the shochet is ready, other kohanim are ready to help the shochet and to do their avodos when the time comes. And now we are waiting for the Sha'ar HaGadol, the great doors of the Heichal to open. Once the doors of the Heichal are open, it is time to shecht the Korban Tamid. So let's talk briefly about the Sha'ar HaGadol, the doors of the Heichal that are about to open. I will, Bli Neder, send a diagram to show some of the areas in the Beis HaMikdash that we learn about today. When a Kohen walks into the Beis HaMikdash, he walks through the Ulam, the entryway to the Beis HaMikdash, and once he passes through the Ulam, he gets to the Kodesh section of the Beis HaMikdash, also called the Heichal. In order to walk into the Kodesh section or the Heichal, he passes through what the Mishnah in a number of places calls the Sha'ar HaGadol, the Great Gate or the Large Gate. There are four doors, each one 20 amos tall, which is 30 to 40 feet tall. And each door is 5 amos wide, something like 7.5 to 10 feet wide. So these are really big doors. However, interestingly, the Sha'ar HaGadol is not the largest entryway in the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, most doors in the Beis HaMikdash are exactly that size. So why is this entrance called the Sha'ar HaGadol? Some Mefarshim say it's called the Sha'ar HaGadol because it's the main entryway into the Beis HaMikdash. And others explain that it's called the Sha'ar HaGadol in comparison to the small entryways, which we will speak about momentarily in Mirtz Hashem. So the Mishnah and the Rambam tell us that now, at this point in the morning, it is time to open the Sha'ar HaGadol. Next to the Sha'ar HaGadol, on each side, are two small rooms, two small chambers, two cells, one on each side. And again, I'll send a diagram, Bli Neder, which points out these locations. The Kohen who will open the Sha'ar HaGadol first unlocks the door to the northern little cell next to the Sha'ar HaGadol. Once he does that, he walks through the small chamber, he turns left in the inside of the Heichal, inside the Kodesh, and he goes to the inside of the Sha'ar HaGadol, he removes the bolt, and he removes the locks, and he opens the Sha'ar HaGadol from the inside. And as we just mentioned, this opening of the Sha'ar HaGadol would signal that it's time to shecht the Korban Tamid. However, before we get there, there are a couple of things to add here. First of all, we said that there are two chambers next to the Sha'ar HaGadol, one on each side. And we said that the Kohen goes through the northern cell to the right of the Sha'ar HaGadol. What about the southern chamber to the left of the Sha'ar HaGadol? The Mishnah tells us, based on a pasuk in Sefer Yechezkel, that the southern chamber is never used. No one ever goes through that chamber. It is shut and it's never opened. Why not? Because the pasuk that the Mishnah quotes from Sefer Yechezkel, Perek Mem Dalet, Pasuk Beis, says, Ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael ba vo, because Hashem himself enters in that gate, or has entered through that gate. And what exactly does that mean? Why do we need an entryway if no one ever uses it? Perhaps one can suggest, and this is a much larger discussion, if you'd like to hear more, please WhatsApp me privately, but perhaps one can suggest that even before the first Korban of the day is brought, one of the messages we need to see and to receive is that Hashem certainly loves us, and Hashem is certainly interested in hearing from us. He is eager, so to speak, for us to daven to Him. Having said all that, we cannot take that loving, close relationship for granted, and we must balance that close, loving relationship with a clear and well-defined recognition that there is yira, there's a distancing. Hashem is definitely Avinu. He's definitely our Father in heaven, so to speak, but He is also Malkeinu. He's also our King. There is closeness and there is love, but there is also a recognition of distance and of awe. Not every door is open at all times in our relationship with Hashem. He wants to be near to us, and at the same time, we must recognize that there must be a healthy distance and a healthy awe. We can indeed open the gate to the Beis HaMikdash, but first we must work for it a bit. That's perhaps why we don't open the Sha'ar HaGadol directly. But first we must work for it, so to speak, by going through the northern door. And there's also a southern door, never to be opened. Some things, even in our beautiful relationship with Hashem, some things are off limits. And there's more to say here, but perhaps that's one of the messages of the small chambers next to the Shara Gadol. And the Mishnah says that when the Shara Gadol is opened, it makes a very loud noise, an incredibly not loud noise that is heard all the way in Yericho. It's 20 miles away. It's an amazing miracle, and it also points to the spiritual connection that the Beis HaMikdash has with Yericho, the first city conquered by Yehoshua when Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. And this again, the opening of the Shaar HaGadol, is the signal that the Korban Tamid is ready to be shechted, and we will discuss that, God willing, next time. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Amir Tz Hashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.